Mourners in South Africa say it's time to celebrate the achievements of the iconic former South African president and anti-apartheid leader, Nelson Mandela. Mandela was a prisoner under the apartheid for 27 years and served as president of South Africa for 5 years, after which he peacefully transferred the title to a successor, a first in South African history and a symbol of democracy for the nation. One Johannesburg resident, 31-year-old Hamza Musa, said after the 95-year-old Mandela died Thursday night that he wouldn't be free if not for the man affectionately known by his clan name, Madiba. USU Associate Professor of English and Specialist of South African Literature, Shane Graham.
He is affectionately known in South Africa by his Xhosa clan name, which is Madiba, and you say that to anyone in South Africa and their face just lights up into a smile because you know their founding father, in a sense, of their nation, the post-apartheid nation.
Mandela was considered a symbol of stability and peace for South Africans. Graham says it is unclear how the death of Mandela will affect South Africa.
The country is a very tense place, and there are a lot of fears that without the unifying presence of Madiba, that things might fall apart. And I worry about that as well. We'll see if Jacob Zuma, the current president, has the charisma to achieve that unifying effect that Mandela had the gift for.
Current South African President Jacob Zuma announced Mandela's death late Thursday. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.